This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game. This side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Bryce in Kingston is. Bryce, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. I'm here with my journeyman.
With your journeyman?
Yeah, my sensei. Over here doing some marble and tile work.
Awesome. Well, I hope that you guys both are ready to beat Migs. Steve, go ahead and get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Bryce and his journeyman will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
We're ready. Yep.
What do you call the energy swords in Star Wars?
Lightsabers.
Yes. According to the song, you're supposed to deck the halls with boughs of what?
Ollie.
Yes. With the number being less than 10, how many crayons were in the first boxes Crayola sold?
9?
No.
5?
No.
6?
No. In fitness, what does BMI stand for?
Repeat it.
In fitness, what does BMI stand for?
Body mass index.
Yes. And the Aristocrat was an original name for what fast food burger?
Ooh. White Castle?
No.
Burger King?
No.
Dairy Queen?
No. On a map, what are the vertical lines called?
Sorry, what's that?
On a map, what are the vertical lines called?
Longitude.
Yes. In what city is Buckingham Palace located?
England? Great Britain?
No.
London.
Yes, London. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct for you guys. Hey, we'll see. We'll see. We had a company holiday party last night. Steve stayed up a little bit too late. He's very focused on 400. Welcome back, Steve.
It's good to be back.
But are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah! Yeah!
What do you call the energy swords in Star Wars?
Lightsabers.
Yes. According to the song, you're supposed to deck the halls with boughs of what?
Holly.
You know it. With the number being less than 10, how many crayons were in the first boxes Crayola sold?
Let's go with 8.
That's it. In fitness, what does BMI stand for?
Body mass index.
Yes. The Aristocrat was an original name for what fast food burger?
The Whopper.
No.
The Big Mac.
Yes. On a map, what are the vertical lines called?
Longitude.
Yes. In what city is Buckingham Palace located?
In London.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Mary Edwards Walker was the first female surgeon with which branch of the military?
Let's go with the Army.
Oh my goodness, yes. How many standard fielding positions are there in baseball?
Standard, four.
No.
Five.
No.
Six.
No. In what southwestern state will you find the Petrified National National Forest Park?
Huh?
In what southwestern state will you find the Petrified Forest National Park? No.
Arizona.
Yes. Steve, with that, you got 9 correct, and that is a big win, 9-5. Sorry, Bryson, Journeyman.
I'm the best.
Is it 9?
It's 9.
Oh, man. I overthought that. I was trying to think it was just the infield.
Just the outfield or just the infield.
I was focusing on the infield. I'm like, well, it's probably the infield minus the pitcher. Or it's the infield. Just said 9,
you
Steve.
You were so close to a perfect 10. But 9 is fine.
It is.
And now you're at 398
8.
Wins, Steve. Is tomorrow going to be that you hit 400?
Hey, guys, breakfast.
Did I promise that?
You did.
I almost said the S word. Wouldn't it be great if I just tanked it now for the rest of the year just to screw you two over?
Please.
No, tomorrow could be the day we get breakfast.
I'm very excited. The Daily Mix Show. Yes, last night we did attend our company holiday party. Did anyone get drunk and make a fool of themselves?
Danny did.
We're going to recap some of the shenanigans after Metallica. Last night, we gathered with our company at the old Fifth Avenue Tavern and celebrated the holidays. Migs, you and I both, we've never witnessed any real massive drama over the years in any of these holiday parties.
No, we have not, unfortunately.
But some of our coworkers have.
Yes. Are we ready to talk to them?
We are.
So we're currently on a quest to find people that have actually witnessed drama at a company Christmas party, because you haven't, Taryn, right?
Not really.
Danny, you haven't.
I sure have. When people were trying to fight at one of our Christmas parties, no names to be named.
Oh, yeah, we can't talk about that one. But we now have our good friend Gregor from 107.7 The End. Have you ever witnessed any drama at a company Christmas party? It doesn't have to be with our company, just in general.
One of our coworkers who doesn't work with us anymore. Can you beep it if I say the name?
Absolutely.
It was...
Oh, I'm not surprised already.
Oh, my gosh. One of the country guys showed up to the Christmas party tripping balls. He was so high on mushrooms. He was a mess.
Wait, why didn't he share it with us and me and Taryn?
I would have been totally down.
And so he showed up, and, like, it was when the GM at the time, Jack, was new.
Yeah.
And so he was, like, people that were just kind of milling around at the end, he was like, come on, we'll go across the street and get a drink. And just grabbed this guy and brought him with us, and he was, like, not able to communicate or talk. And Jack was like, who's this nerd? And I was like, I don't know, Jack.
So are you up for doing acid with us tonight?
Oh, no, never again.
Never again.
He's already on it.
You tell me about the mushrooms, though.
Okay. We're here with the Ted Smith from the men's room.
Yay!
Ted, we are on a quest to find holiday party drama. Have you ever been at a holiday party where drama happened?
I guess, I don't know. A few years ago, I definitely had dinner with our old boss, Hair Club. And the next day, he says, you stayed for a while. Who was the drunkest? And I went, And he goes, if you don't know, you were the drunkest. Steve, I do have holiday drama.
Let's go.
Somebody big in, like, the sales end.
Okay.
I don't know why. I thought I was, you know, it was obviously his wife, but I thought, like, oh, she likes to party, and I kept talking about going outside to smoke weed and get, like, apparently they're, like, super, I don't know, which religion, don't do anything. So there was some talk of whether or not I had overstepped the line, but, you know, and I saw him at, like, I don't know. It was fine, but yeah.
Did you ever interact with the wife again?
Yeah. Saw her at the event. She still likes me.
Like, still today?
Well, I don't know. He doesn't work with us anymore.
For reasons.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you don't keep in touch with that guy's wife anymore.
I mean, look, I was just encouraging fun times, all right?
Yeah, right. Fun is, it supersedes religion sometimes.
It should. I mean, look, I'm a Catholic. There's wine at Mass, Steve.
Right.
Wine at Mass.
Taryn, we are now here with Thrill.
I know that the question you're about to pose to him will come with at least one really fun answer.
We're at our company Christmas party. Have you ever witnessed drama at a company Christmas party?
Oh, God, yeah, dude.
There we go.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell us your fave.
I will not name names other than Miles, but we found out that there was, it does not work with us now, who really, really liked Miles. None of us knew. Then she got drunk and she came clean. This is what happens at Christmas parties. She confessed how she felt about him, all right? Miles is very cool to say, hey, you know, I appreciate it. Wanted nothing to do with it. The next day she quit.
Wow! She just up and left.
Yeah, and it was based on her embarrassment. And the thing is, I'm like, you don't know where you were. Nobody gives a shit.
Right.
Nobody cares. You're fine. But yeah, she literally left. She'd been there for maybe 9 months, right? And yeah, she worked in sales.
Do we know her?
I don't know if you would. I couldn't even tell you her name, to be honest with you, man. Yeah, she was so embarrassed, she was gone.
Was she hot?
No! Dagger.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus?
Shockingly, everybody that I was being talked to was sober.
Yes. This week we are playing for tickets to see the band Ghost, and they're going to be at Climate Pledge Arena on February 15th. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to try and play Hook or Shook at 920.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
And this week, we have the hookup on tickets for Ghosts at Climate Pledge Arena on February 15th. You can say good morning to Bill from Marysville, who is our contestant. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing great, man. How are you?
Not bad. Got the day off. Had a doctor's appointment. Hanging out with my wife. Doing Christmas shopping.
All right. Well, hopefully the doctor stuff is all good.
And let's cap it all off with some tickets, all right? Let's spin this wheel and see if you're playing with me or Steve Miggs.
Wheel spinning. Oh. Who's it going to land on? Terry! Karen Daly.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Bill, it's you and me, and this is your clip.
Who is it?
Nickelback.
And the song. Is that right? Nickelback? This is how you remind
yes,
me?
It
Let's
is.
Go.
My wife got it.
The wife is the MVP.
Bill, give a shout out to your wife. What's her name?
Sarah.
Tara.
What a banger. What a toe tapper. All right, Bill, we got one down, one to go. Danny, I am ready for my clip.
Oh, Danny. Wait, is this a Christmas miracle?
Oh. It's Creed, One Last Breath.
Right on.
I just wanted to pump you guys up this morning.
Thanks,
we
Danny.
Needed it. We had a late night. This is like a cup of coffee. Congratulations, Bill. Are you taking your wife to the show?
I guess I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
You can't have no choice. She
I'm taking
you.
My husband to the show. I'll see you guys there.
Right on.
I'll be like a double
Thank
date.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, we'd love to have you call 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after The Offspring. Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we weren't able to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please call if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. Zach, you're in Tacoma this morning, and you have a question about our music. What would that question be, Zach?
So I'd like to know who does your guys' song selection and what kind of cosmic divinity they have for the what situation that just happened to me.
Oh, well, first, it's the robots. We have AI. No, I'm kidding. what are you talking about? So what did we just play?
Superman, the Superman song, Kryptonite.
Kryptonite and then, The Offspring.
And The Offspring, Three Door, not Offspring, Gone Away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my dad was a big fan of your guys' show. He's been listening to this morning show since Beat Migs was Beat the Producer. So
oh, damn.
It's been a long time. He passed away yesterday, and I put in a donation in his name for Coats for Kids. I no sooner hit send and...
Oh.
Hello?
Zach, are you there?
Zach, we lost you for a second. We lost you right after you said you hit the button send on your donation.
Yeah, I hit the send button on the donation for his Coats for Kids donation, and Gone Away by The Offspring starts playing. Immediately, I couldn't help but laugh.
Oh,
dude,
What kind of divine intervention is that? That was amazing.
First of all, my apologies and my thoughts for you and your family with what's going on with your pops. Dude, there are so many times where something happens in the world or something happens with a call or a story, and then the next song, I'm like, it's not even like we. It's like if we didn't even have a chance to plan that, and it's weird when those moments align. Oh, we lost you again.
Yeah.
I'm coming in and out. I'm kind of in a bad spot.
No worries, man. I noticed that there's your donation. Thank you for the $100 donation to Coach for Kids, man. That's
yeah,
really cool.
Thank
of you
so much, Zach.
Also, shout out to Allison and Keith McGinnis, who made a big donation as well. $500 they just donated to Coach for Kids. We are getting closer and closer to $25,000 raised.
That is so amazing. We have the most generous listeners ever.
Some awesome people.
And much love to Zach and his dad.
Yes. Someone just texted and said, hey, guys, I missed the announcement for Live Night. Can you give me the details?
Oh, yeah, we can. Live Night is happening at Snoqualmie Casino on February 13th. It's a Friday the 13th.
Ooh, the day before Valentine's Day.
And the theme...
It's like foreplay.
...is yachty and naughty.
Well, then it definitely is like foreplay.
So just think about this. Being at Snoqualmie Casino, the brand new ballroom, and you're listening to the sweet sounds of yacht rock... being performed live by our house band or some band.
Can we get Christopher Cross to show up?
Oh my gosh, that would be next level.
Very doubtful.
All of the sound effects are performed live. We'll do the show live in front of the crowd. It is so much fun. If you've never seen it in person, you should do it.
I forgot about this song.
I always forget about Christopher Cross. It's just such a trip to see the appearance does not match the voice.
Look at those outfits and that hair.
Is that what we're going to dress like for Yachty and Naughty?
I'd rather do that than wear a captain's hat.
Danny, will you please let me feather your hair?
Sure.
Wait, why won't you feather my hair?
Steve?
What's that?
I feel like you need a wig.
Please.
Can we have a Yacht Rock, Yachty and Naughty wig for you?
Do you think they have like a tight perm wig?
Yes.
Can I get if I could get a tight perm wig, I think I'd be in for that. I think it's about as close as I get to Christopher Cross.
We have all the event information up on our events page right now. And I'm pointing out right now that we're all in a boat. We're sitting in a Live Night 2026 Yachty and Naughty boat.
I'm looking at it right now.
And the name of the boat is the SS Hope This Works.
Usually things fall apart at Live Night. So if you want to come watch a train wreck happen in person, and also in a really awesome new ballroom that the Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel has. I've been there. I haven't been there for a show. You have. But
yes.
It's bigger. It's the sound system's incredible. It's going
to
be a blast.
Also, if you want to, you know, not worry about finding a designated driver or Ubering there and back, just get a hotel room because they just opened the new hotel and it is absolutely stunning.
And well, let's not forget also, it's the day before Valentine's Day, so. You get a little romantic. Okay, sorry.
And the tickets will be going on sale tomorrow. You can get all of the information on Live Night 2026 at KISW.com.
Sounds good.
Jerry, you're in Auburn this morning. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. What's on your mind?
A tiger can never change his stripes, but his wife can. That is the last, but most important of three reasons I am unmarried.
Okay. So, why are you calling with this info?
Well, Steve Miggs and yes. DJ's show as a normal omnivore. He got married to a vegan. Now he's a plant-eating freak.
You realize I've had meat recently.
I watched Steve eat beef last night.
Me too.
Then on Friday's show, Tatum's birth eve.
Yeah.
Karen tried to convince Steve to get his nails done.
Yes.
So, Taryn, please leave your restriping kit at home.
Yeah.
Use it only on Brad.
Yeah.
Let Sid do the stripe work on Steve.
Yeah, and Sid wants nothing to do with my cuticles. Yeah.
Thanks, Jerry.
Hold on a second.
Steve.
Hold on. Okay, now I can take the call. Let's get back to Jerry.
The Daily Mix Show.
Wow.
Yeah, Taryn.
I will never try to restripe you again, Steve.
Leave my fingers alone. Toes, too. Now, Danny, whatever you want. My fingers are yours.
You guys are cute. By the way, you gave some shout-outs, Steve. We are doing a great thing right now through Operation Warm Coats for Kids with the Washington State Council of Firefighters.
Yes, we are.
$25 equals one brand-new warm winter jacket for a local child in need. Are you okay?
Yeah, I ripped that one a little too harsh, man.
Careful with that bong water, Steve.
Yeah, that was a little nasty.
We are getting so many amazingly generous donations right now.
We just got one that came in literally seconds ago, and it's from Tate Choate. $300 donated to Coats for Kids. Thank you so much, Tate.
Let's keep those donations rolling in. You can head over to KISW.com. We are like less than $30 away from hitting $25,000.
Let's do it before the show's over. We have 19 minutes. Donate that money.
Go to KISW.com. Last night, we got to go to our company Christmas party.
Great times.
It was so much fun. We packed out the old Fifth Avenue Tavern, and we ended up sitting down with our coworker Thrill to chat about his brother. And if you don't know, Thrill's brother is a referee in the NFL, and he was one of the officials at the Seahawks game this past weekend.
We were going to interview him, and he reached out to the NFL. They won't let the referees do interviews.
Weird.
Yeah, and I get it. Look, I'm his brother, so I'd ask different questions, but...
And it's interesting, because Thrill's brother was the referee that got hurt in that one game that had to be carted off, so a lot of people, Rockaholics, were texting and being like, hey, Thrill, you got to get your brother on to talk about it, and apparently they were not able to.
No.
Because of the NFL.
Right, you don't know what you're going to ask, but I even told him we had like 10 questions we know you can't answer, like, what coach do you hate seeing? What player do you think does not deserve in the NFL? We know you can't answer that.
Right.
They wouldn't even let him have fun, so.
Do they drug test those guys or anything like that?
You see the officiating at that last Seahawks game? Clearly they don't.
I don't know.
There is one referee. I don't know his name. He is so ripped.
And Hockley.
I would love to see him with his shirt off.
All right, so his father was known as Hercules. Ed Hockley, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then his son, Sean Hockley, is now an official. And if you're going to follow in your dad's footsteps on national TV, and your dad is known as frickin' Hercules.
You got to do a cycle.
Brother, you better be ripped.
So obviously they don't care about performance-enhancing drugs in the referee circuit.
Only in the bedroom.
The Daily Mix Show.
The announcement was just made this morning, Rockaholics, that Live Night returns at Snoqualmie Casino on Friday, February 13th, and the theme is Yachty and Naughty.
Yeah, buddy.
So bring your life rings, bring your captain's hats, and join us. The tickets will be going on sale tomorrow. Everything performed live from stage, and you can be there in the ballroom to watch it all go down. And something will go wrong. It always does.
It's always a train wreck, and we can't wait to do it. And hang out with the Rockaholics, which is the best part.
Go get your tickets tomorrow morning at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle's in here, and last we saw you, you were dressed as Yukon Cornelius.
That's right.
How you feeling?
Is it hot in here? I'm sweating. It's cold. Yeah.
Fun times last night.
Auto seat warmer in the car because I'm fancy. Boy, I shut those things off real quick this morning.
Oh,
by the way.
Make it colder.
My butt is on fire. Ryan, why does it smell like gasoline in here?
I won a TV last night. How do I redeem my coupon?
Oh, it's right there. Right behind Ryan. Just take it up the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can have any one of these that you want. Anyone in the office, you just pick one. It's yours. Yeah.
Yeah. Full on mountain system as well, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're good to go. The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. So the Seahawks are playing this Thursday night football against the Rams. Going to be a big one. And will Jason Myers' insane season as our kicker continue? You remember, last game, he had 6 field goals. He had all the points for the team. Well, he was a guest on the Pat McAfee show and shared that he actually felt a little bad winning the game for the Seahawks in a game against Philip Rivers, and here's why.
I will say, after the game, I felt a little bad because I did grow up watching Philip play. I was a Chargers fan growing up, so... After the fact, felt a little bad.
Okay, in the fact, though, you didn't think to yourself, all right, 50-some yarder yet again. You didn't think to yourself, you know, Phil Rivers deserves this one. You know, our Seattle Seahawks team, pretty good. I've already made 5 field goals. I go 5 for 6. That's pretty good odds. That's pretty good percentage. Everybody would think I had a good day. Didn't cross your mind one time, Jason Myers?
No. Yeah, they didn't cross my mind until after I got home. And
he's like, no, I'm trying to win a game, Pat. What are you, crazy? What kind of ganja are you smoking over there?
No. The family had to remind me that I did grow up watching Philip play for the Chargers, so...
That's like one of the worst things you can ever hear, too, is I loved you when I was a kid.
Oh,
I used to think you were great.
Ouch.
When I was a teenager, I started listening to you. How old are you now? 37. Ouch. Go F yourself.
Ouch.
A flash flood warning was issued early this morning because a levee breach happened on the White River, and that triggered go now evacuations. Officials say that flood water was quickly flooding some of the nearby streets and homes, some with nearly a foot of water inside. Crews did rush to build temporary sandbag walls and helped some of those residents evacuate.
So what, Green River, they had to go now for a second, but then they were able to take care of that one. Now we got White River as well. How's your basement?
Basement's been good.
Yeah, got good timing for you to get all that fixed.
Yeah, I mean, several $1,000 later, it better be.
Those are the three concerns. It's the Green River, it's the White River, and it's Ryan Castle's basement.
Castle's basement, which has been an ongoing struggle for a very long time.
The Castle levee is strong.
Hey, Monday Night Football last night, it was on during our holiday party, which was kind of cool to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not cool, whatever. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Dolphins 28-15. The cool part was seeing DK Metcalf get a touchdown.
Yeah.
That was awesome. As far as the Kraken, they're playing tonight. They're at home taking on the Colorado Avalanche.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know you hate that team.
Yes.
We all hate that team.
Yes, God, you,
I should go because it'll be nice and cool in there. It's hot. I'm sweating.
Why is Ryan...
Get that upper lip sweat going.
He's streaking on the ice, buck naked, trying to cool off.
God, it's so hot.
Well, it's only going to get hotter. It's 47 degrees is going to be our high. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that is what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
Barely.
It's gorgeous.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.